Over the long weekend, I went to Melbourne, and one of the things I wanted to do while I was in Melbourne was to catch Kate Noonan, who was playing at the jazz venue in Bennett's Lane. So I went along with a friend of mine, Annette, but we didn't manage to book tickets ahead of time. So we turned up at the door on a long queue, waiting to get in, and at the door they said, well, we're not sure if we're going to have enough room. Leave us your mobile number, go away, and within half an hour we'll contact you and let you know whether there's room for you to come in or not. So Annette and I wandered down to Little Thessalonica and found a nice little cake shop, Greek cakes, and had a drink and cakes and sitting outside, beautiful warm evening. And then the mobile phone went, oh, yes, we have space, come on back. So wandered back a couple of blocks and we got to see Kate Noonan in a very crowded venue, but it is a venue that respects music. So basically, look, while the music's on, no chatter. You know, if you want to talk, talk during the breaks. I like that in a venue nowadays because too many venues, you've just got people talking all the way through the band. So what's the point? Anyway, one of the nice things and one of the reasons I want to mention Kate Noonan was she also played some songs from her new album that she's putting together. She's collaborating with a poet to set the poetry to music. Now, the delightful thing we discovered was who the poet was. She's collaborating with Michael Lunig.
Oh, excellent.
So she sang some of those. It was great. So for those of you who are fans of Michael Lunig, it's something to look forward to is Kate Noonan's new album. It'll be coming out shortly. lyrics by Michael Lunig. And because it was Anzac Day, she finished the show singing an old Eric Bogle song, and the band played Waltzing Matilda, which was just a very appropriate song for Anzac Day. It tells of the horrors of war, basically. And it was a very moving end to the show. So it was pleasant. And unlike Comic-Con, they obviously had sorted out what to do with people waiting to get in or and provided a mechanism to contact people to say, oh, yes, you can get in. True. You know, they took down the names and the numbers, so it was first come, first served, and you didn't have to wait around in the alley outside hoping to get in.
Perhaps that's the solution to Comic-Con. Little badges that everyone gets as they line up, and then they can wander off, and like you're in lane waiting for a coffee. And actually, if your little badge goes off, you think, I can attend it after all and wander over.
I did actually suggest a numbering system to them. They didn't pay attention to me.
Oh, badges.
Yes, exactly.
Little badges with flashy lights on them. It's not that hard
to do. I like the flashy lights. That's good.
When you go in, you could register and say, okay, here are the actual what I want to see. In order, and it registers them first come, first serve, so you don't actually have to wait. It would be fairly enough, just to scan a ID number, tick the bits you want, and it says, you're in for these, you can tell you immediately there's room.
Goes off and says, you can come in now, and you're in for this one. And if you get the little badge thing, you know.
I'm really into the flashy things, that actually sounds very entertaining.
It's a bit like getting a hot chocolate.
Everyone wears them.
It's like getting a hot chocolate at Chibos and the alarm goes off.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Costs a couple of dollars to make, maybe $5 to make, which we get back out of the entry fees. I love this plan.
We should go with this.
Okay, we'll see how it goes. Next convention we organise.
It's a Katie Noonan thing. Excellent. What we are is we get Katie Noonan's organisers to come over and do Comic-Con. Because clearly they're not going to do it.
Well, I think the guests would be somewhat different, but it could be really much better music. I think it's a different kind of venue, perhaps.
Well, yes, that is very true. But
I'd go anyway. We could pretend it's Comic-Con.
Why pretend?